Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it.
You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth.
My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said It
on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. All right, let's get unhinged, shall we? 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. We will get to all your unpopular opinions because it's time to clear
the air.
Let's get go over
there. Get that stampede of elephants out of the room.
What's up, Rob? Good morning, guys. The parking people in this city suck. There, I said it. Well, they're just doing their job, Rob.
So I have a theory on them. I think they all were like hall monitors in middle school and like bus patrol people. When you have the sash and you think you're like it,
well,
that's them.
Listen, when the meter's up, the meter's up. They got a job to do. What are you going to, you know, it's a tough job at times. People are pulling knives on them. Or shanks. Who else is here?
Not the shanks.
Lydia says, I honestly think that fumes from cars and buses smell so good. I know it's weird. There, I said it.
No, well, I get that. I fully love the smell of a musty basement.
Well, hit us back up in 5 years, Lydia. We want to take bets on whether or not you're going to be brain dead by then.
She's drinking gasoline. We don't know. All right, let's get into it, shall we?
Guzzling gasoline, yes.
No, but that was on my strange addiction.
No they way, you can't survive that.
Google it.
You can't
Google it.
What were they doing?
Google it. They were drinking gasoline.
I don't believe that for a second. Your body can't intake gasoline and be okay. Was she pouring it on her cornflakes? There's no way.
Drinks, gas.
She drinks a bunch of gasoline. That's her cocktail over ice.
There's Shannon.
Likes a cigarette.
Shannon's family wants her to stop drinking gasoline.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you.
I wonder how many episodes of My Strange Addiction were totally produced.
I literally can't.
Like, do you remember the guy that was in love? He was making love every night to his car.
Yep.
What was it? Like a Pontiac? He had to come out of the closet to his father and say, yeah, I've been making love to my vehicle.
And then they ended up breaking up, him and his car, and then he fell in love.
With a bus.
No, with a carnival ride.
What? He fell in love with a carnival ride after the car?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's someone for everyone, you guys. I think mine for today is people who order, I know I've mentioned this already twice on the show this morning, it's because I'm pissed. People who order frappuccinos and iced lattes with whipped cream
Do
not love coffee. That's not coffee. That's dessert.
That's ice cream.
You love milkshakes, not coffee.
Right.
So stop convincing yourself that you need coffee in the morning to function. No, you don't. You just need a milkshake that's giving you diabetes. There, I said it.
You say the word diabetes on this show more than I would like to admit.
No, when? When's
like
the last time?
You always are saying diabetes.
Should I be saying diabetes?
No. I'm not saying you're saying it wrong. I'm just saying you say the word a lot.
I disagree.
Pulling all the air checks.
There is a lot of things that give you diabetes. I'm just saying.
Mine for today is this. I prefer crew necks over hoodies. There, I said it. I feel like hoodies are constantly horse collaring you, and I just feel more free in a crew neck. And I don't know. I just feel like more people should wear more crew necks. There, I said it.
I love a good hoodie. I really do.
I don't like the strings. It's just a lot. But that's just
thanks
my
for that
opinion.
Hot take, Breezy.
Thank you so much.
Let's go over to our girl Cassandra. Guys, my mom has the worst dating advice ever. There, I said it. Someone saying there are 8 billion other people out there when you get broken up with is the worst thing you can say to somebody. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
listen, I got to tell you, out of those 8 billion people, you still walk away empty-handed.
Yeah.
It's really tough out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, thank you guys so much for being vulnerable with us this morning. We really are. We really do want to be your sounding board. So
let's go over to Kelvin. You all take some stretch marks on women any day of the week. I like my ladies with a little bit of mileage. You guys feel me? Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, it's sexy when a, what is the old saying? It's hotter when a tiger earns their stripes.
Right.
I don't know. That's just what I read on a Snapple cap one time.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, we all got them. You know what I mean?
If you don't have them, you're weird. There, I said it. Period.
We have a phone call. Hello, PXY. Who's this? Hello, PXY.
Hey, this is Owen.
Hi, Owen.
What's up, Owen?
Hey, guys. So I have a there I said it for today.
Okay.
Make it juicy.
Oh, my God. It's this is actually so weird. I'm talking to you guys right now. My there I said it is I think dry January is ridiculous. And even though I have been pretending to do it all month with my girlfriend, I have actually been drinking. The entire time.
Oh, you've been boozed on the side. Right.
Oh, and you sound like you've been drinking this morning.
Oh, no.
Yep, there I said it.
Oh,
listen, Owen, you caught us at the very end of the segment. We need more details on this. Are you cool if we talk to you in a couple minutes coming into the next segment?
Oh, yeah.
We need to know why, though. We need to know why you decided. By the way, does your girlfriend have any idea that you were drinking the entire month of January?
No, none whatsoever.
They haven't hinted. All right, stay right there, buddy, because we need more info. We're going to get Owen back on the phone with us and finish this conversation coming up next.